Step one, worms.
Ew!
Okay, right there, ew is one of the things you're not gonna wanna say in front of your father-in-law. It's right up there with icky and get it away. Now pick one up.
Really?
You're gonna have to do it when you're fishing.
Okay.
What are you waiting for?
I don't know, for them to die of natural causes.
Pick up a worm and put him on this hook.
Fine. There. I'm no expert, but I think the hook has to go through the worm. Fine. Sorry, Mr. Worm. Sherm the worm.
Okay, don't name him, just jab a hook in his face.
You got this, buddy?
Yeah, come on, Howard, hook that worm.
You can do it.
That's great, cheerleading, way to man things up.
And the control group displayed significantly fewer genetic abnormalities. But because of flaws in the experimental design relating to environment and diet, they lived inconclusively ever after. The end.
That was great. Rub my chest again.
No, I need to get you down for a nap. For some reason, that vapor rub gets you all fired up.
How's the poor thing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. Thanks for asking.
I brought you some drugs we've been working on in the lab. This is proving really good for congestion, but there's a slight chance it could make your tears burn like acid, so if you take it, happy thoughts.
I'm gonna draw you a soothing bath. Where's your bath thermometer?
I don't have a bath thermometer.
Fine, then I'm going to draw you a nerve-wracking bath of indeterminate temperature.
This is a really good expectorant, although some test subjects reported lactating uncontrollably when they heard music.
Okay, here's the deal. I don't need your medicine. I'm not sick.
I don't understand.
I got better 2 days ago. It's just been so nice having Sheldon take care of me.
So you've just been lying to him?
See the stuff in my nose? Rubber cement.
I don't mean to be judgy, but this is the kind of thing lunatics do.
All right. I'll tell him.
Amy, would you be strong enough to bathe yourself, or do you need my help?
I'll tell him tomorrow. Mama needs a bath.
Now let's assume by some miracle you actually catch a fish. You're gonna have to know how to gut it. So, what you're gonna do is you're gonna take your knife, slice him right up the belly. You want me to stop?
No, I'm fine. Keep going.
All right. Now, you don't want to cut too deep into its guts or the blood will just squirt all over your face. Oh, my God. What is with you guys?
It's not our fault. Our dads never did anything like this with us.
What, never?
My dad was an anthropologist. The only father-son time he spent was with a 2,000-year-old skeleton of an Etruscan boy. Hated that kid.
Mine just took me to his gynecology office. I got so bored, I'd put vaginal lubricant at the bottom of my shoes and pretend I was ice skating.
Yeah, well, my quality father-son time was spending my adolescence looking out the window waiting for my dad to come back someday.
Yeah, okay, Howard wins.
No. Maybe we didn't have opportunities like this when we were growing up, but right now there's a dad that wants to take you on a fishing trip.
You're right. Oh, I should do this.
Great. Here you go. What you're gonna do is you're gonna stick your thumb down his throat, grab the guts, and pull.
Here we go.
I'm walking on sunshine. It's time.
Sheldon. Am I glad you're back? Taking a turn for the worst. I think I'm gonna need another bath.
I'm surprised to hear that. You see, the other day, I was concerned that you weren't recovering. So while you were sleeping, I took a cheek swab and had it cultured in the lab.
Oh?
I got the results back. Yeah, have you developed any of the following symptoms? Growing nose, or perhaps a warm sensation in the trouser region? Also known as full-blown liar, liar, pants on fire.
All right, all right. But I really was sick at the beginning. It's just been so nice having you take care of me.
It hurts that you would lie to me, Amy. I thought our relationship was based on trust and a mutual admiration that skews in my favor.
I feel terrible I did this.
Well, it pains me to say it, but I think some form of penalty is in order so as to discourage this type of behavior in the future.
I suppose that's fair. What do you suggest?
In a perfect world, I'd lock you in a stockade in the public square. That probably requires a permit.
I could not be allowed to go to the opening of the next Star Trek movie.
Oh, that seems overly harsh. He gave into a human weakness, you can kill a man. You know, it's a tad old school, but my father was not one to spare the rod when my brother would sneak into his truck and drink his driving whiskey.
Are you saying you want to spank me?
But I don't want to. But it looks like you left me no choice.
That's true. I've been a very bad girl.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to fish we go.
That's what you're wearing?
No good. The guy at the sporting goods store said these are what fishermen wear.
Maybe in cartoons.
Wish I had known that before I posted all those pictures on Facebook.
Let's hit the road. I wouldn't mind shooting some ducks in the morning.
Wait, now we're shooting things?
I like using a big shell. You can't eat them afterwards, but it's fun watching them blow up.
Sir, I'm flattered that you invited me, and I really want you to like me, but I don't think this trip is the way to do it. And I can't return these things if there's chunks of duck all over them.
So why'd you agree to come?
Because Bernadette made me.
I tried to back out, too. My wife said I had to go.
Really? Your wife makes you do stuff? You're a big, scary cop.
You're an astronaut, and your wife makes you do things, and she's only 4 feet tall.
So what do we do now? Expect us to go away for the weekend.
There's an Indian casino near Palm Springs. You know how to shoot craps?
No, but I'm not a stranger to dice games. I was the Temple Beth El Hebrew School Yahtzee champion.
Mazel tov. I'll teach you how to play.
Really? Thank you, sir.
Call me Mike.
Okay.
Boy, we're just married to a couple of ball busters, huh, Mike?
That's my wife and daughter you're talking about.
Great couple of gals.
I wouldn't go that far.
Are you prepared to receive your punishment?
One second. I want to put on some music.
Why?
I don't want to disturb the people next door while you discipline me.
Very well, then. Get over my knee. Let's begin.
Oh, my.
Excuse me. You're not supposed to be enjoying this.
Then maybe you should spank me harder.
Maybe I will.